Before we get into all the top stories here on News AF on Rob as a Podcast, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Native Deodorant. Native Deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc, and it's filled with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. It's never tested on animals with free shipping and free returns. I got a chance to try the Native Deodorant, and it's a big hit over at my house. My wife says that all of her friends are talking about Native Deodorant. I got to try out the cucumber and mint deodorant, and I've been loving it. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on product performance. They've got over 9,000 five-star reviews. You can check out Native Deodorant on the Today Show, Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar, Refinery 29, and more. Also, their formula contains the simple ingredients that you understand, so you know everything that's in a Native deodorant. It's aluminum-free, it's safe, safe and effective, and Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women. Plus, they release new special edition seasonal scents throughout the year with an unscented formula and baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. Free returns and exchanges in the USA. So go ahead and give it a try. Get 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com. Use promo code RHAP at checkout. That's at nativedeodorant.com. Use promo code RHAP and save 20% at nativedeodorant.com. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesterino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of December 17, 2019, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes, that's right. It's the actual factual news. And here we are mid-December to talk about a bunch of stories that are so interesting that we have to talk about them here on a podcast. That's the way that this all works. And here with a man who woke up in 45 degree temperatures, despite being in the very warm and balmy climate of Arizona. Here is Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Here I am. Chilly, a little chilly, but it feels good because, you know, I know it's not 18 degrees like it is where Danny hails from, where I hail from as well. I'm happy to see that. Dude, StreamYard, we have all the comments from every streaming service all slapped into one here. I see Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, Twitch.
People join us live. Yeah.
It's the Voltron.
It's
streaming comments.
It's all happening. Yeah.
Do you know who Voltron is, Rob?
I do. It's Voltron was, it was, I'm not sure if they were like Transformers, but they came together. There was like five of them and they were like different colors and they came together and they were like one giant robot.
The huge sword, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was Voltron. I don't remember what they were when they weren't Voltron.
They were their own little animal robot-y things that had like a driver in them.
Yep. Like tigers and stuff.
Cheetah.
Like
yeah. Yep. And then they'd form into a huge arm and then jam itself into the body.
Yeah. It's a little bit like a Transformers competitor.
Of course. I always kind of thought that's what it was made for. Cash grab.
Maybe
cash grab. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, a man who knows about chilly temperatures and chili at the local hot soup bar. Please welcome Mr. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Ate chili last night.
Yeah. How was it?
From where?
Coincidence. The store, and it wasn't hot when I bought it. Oh. It was cold, warmed it up at home. Okay. I told you, no longer visiting the hot bar.
It wasn't from the bar. It was a can.
Two years clean and serene. No hot bar for me.
It's been 2 years that you've been sober?
Maybe a year. I don't know. Who can keep track of time?
Well, what chip it do has you have? Been your 12 months?
I haven't got it yet. Harman's doesn't give that out yet. But yeah, but it's been a long time.
It's a bagel chip for each year.
Yeah. That sounds delicious. Yeah.
So you bought canned chili? Is that what you're getting at?
No. I bought the chili they make in their kitchen. It just doesn't sit out for,
public consumption.
People to poke with their fingers.
Wait, how does it work?
So they cook it in the back, and then they put it in their own plastic thing.
Sealed container, yes.
Sealed container, and then they bring it out. So it's a little suspicious because it's not like sealed in a can, but you feel good about it because it's supposedly fresh.
Yeah, and then as a rule, I don't just grab the ones at the front. Yeah, I reach into the back.
Yeah.
Just grab those ones just to doubly make sure.
There you go. All right. Now we know all of Danny's.
I've got a system.
Yeah.
Soup system.
And then then you take it home where you have a mock soup bar set up in your living room. And Liz puts the chili under the heat lamps and you can go around with.
Yeah, that was my Christmas present this year. So the kids, it's like a kid's kitchen size soup bar, and my little girl serves me my soup. It's delightful.
Danny, does anybody else partake in the hot soup at your house?
Actually, yes, all of my kids do. It's genetic.
Wow.
The love of soup is a genetic.
You should make a cauldron at your house.
A giant cauldron? I don't think you cook soup in cauldrons. I think you cook like little children in cauldrons and like potions. I don't think you do soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Michael O'Brien wants 60 more minutes of chili talk, please. And since he's the only one that's spoken up, ask and ye shall receive, Michael O'Brien.
Yeah. Should we start a podcast? Maybe it's called Netflix and Chili, where we make chili and then talk about things on Netflix.
So talking about news, a celebrity recently came out and said that she thought Netflix and chill meant to watch Netflix and relax. She was shocked to discover that it meant something else. I didn't read the article. I saw the headline. Doesn't it mean something else?
I think that to the person who is the unsuspecting person, I think that that's what they think it means. But to the person who has more romantic street intentions, that means.
No, this is what it is, dude. Have you were you never a youth where you're like, hey, do you want to watch a movie at my house at 4 in the morning? And she's like, yeah, of course I want to watch a movie at your house at 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then you immediately it's the code.
Yeah,
code. It's the code.
Is everybody in on the code, though?
I mean, if you're agreeing to watch a movie at somebody's house at 4 a.m.
Yeah, well, that's at 4
a.m. by yourself.
But I bet there were some people that thought they were just going to watch a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes you do just watch the movie. Sometimes you do just watch the movie. Yeah, but there are, Netflix and chill is the code.
This is only the first episode of Stranger Things.
This celebrity didn't know it was a code. So, okay, good. Thank you, Tyson. Maybe I should call you for all of my translating needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It can mean Netflix and chill. But if somebody's like, hey, you want a Netflix and chill? And she's like, yeah, but we're really only just chilling. Then that means, you're just watching a film because there's still some consensual stuff that has to, some contractual things that have to happen.
You have to agree on what movie you're going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What snack? What type of chilling?
Where you're going to sit.
Uh-huh. But so what does Netflix and chili mean?
Yeah. Netflix and chili. Easy.
Yeah. Kick up your feet, eat a bowl of chili.
Does it have to be chili? Can't
be chili.
Broccoli chowder, your second favorite.
Talking about chili. I thought we'd moved away from chili.
No, we have not, because Michael
O'Brien.
60 minutes of chili talk.
60 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, since we're talking about not so much chili anymore, but we're talking about movies, there's a big movie coming out this weekend. Everybody is hyped for it. There's stories everywhere about it. The big countdown. Everybody is waiting for December 20th because that is the day that the new movie is going to come out that everybody's so hyped up for. Cats.
Cats, the film.
Yes.
I've heard it's the stuff of nightmares. I have watched the preview, and I got to say, it's the most bizarre movie I've ever seen.
Boy,
did you have some chili in your hand?
No, but I would put it up there with like the movie I saw, like Labyrinth, where it's just a weird maybe.
So you think it's going to be a cult classic where 40, 50 years down the road, we're all still watching.
No, people are joking about it. Like they talk about it, but it's kind of like, a joke.
Yeah.
But Labyrinth was fun.
Yeah. So we'll come back to some similarities or dissimilarities between Labyrinth and Cats in a couple of minutes. But so Cats, I almost feel like, Danny, maybe not since the Emoji Movie has there been a film that might be more in the wheelhouse of News AF.
I would agree, but I do feel like it would be, I would much rather watch the Emoji Movie than Cats.
Do you think that Mike White had anything to do with this film?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the IMDb yet. Speaking of the Emoji Movie, that I did hear, you know, it's the end of the decade and there are a lot of 10 best, top 10 lists, all these things. Mm-hmm. So I have seen some top 10 worst lists, and somebody went ahead and ranked the top 10 worst films of the decade over at the Hollywood Reporter.
Let's hear them.
Okay. I'm not sure if here are the 10. Okay. I'm not sure if these are in any particular order, but these are the list below is in alphabetical order. Okay.
Okay, got it.
They include Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter from 2012.
Cool.
Okay. Adam Sandler gets a collection of films. Just Go With It, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, The Cobbler, and Pixels.
Okay. Those are all Adam Sandler movies?
Yeah.
All
of those? Strong.
Yes.
Okay.
And that counts as one?
Cowboys and Aliens.
Yep. Cool.
2017's The Emoji Movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yes. The 50 Shades trilogy.
Oh, really?
Women seemed to be creaming their pants over that
one. The book. I don't know about the movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how many women were really excited about the movie once the movie's landed.
Well, I mean, you had to go to those shady, shady
back alley theaters.
Back alley theaters.
I think you could go see it at a regular movie theater.
Yeah, but they had to go in and power wash all the seats afterwards.
Why is there a giant drain in the bottom of this theater?
The Human Centipede trilogy clocks in.
Oh my gosh.
That's
the gray area.
The Last Airbender. Movie 43, which I think this was like a comedy.
Yeah, it's the Wayans Brothers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or in the same vein as the Wayans Brothers and, work.
2012's This Means War and 2010's Valentine's Day. That was like when they used to make these movies where it's like, oh, we'll have 50 celebrities and they'll all work one day on this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of like Cats.
Okay. All right. So good job, Danny, bringing us back to Cats opening this weekend. And so Cats stars Taylor Swift. It is a adaptation of the longtime Broadway musical. But there is one
with
star.
With Mr. Mistopheles.
Yes. Yes. Is that's the main character?
I think so.
Okay. I have not seen the Broadway production.
I haven't either, but Mr. Mistopheles is a name that will stick with you once you hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, there is one star of the film Cats who is not happy with the finished product, and that is the...
Oh, he sounds like a Survivor contestant.
He's not happy with his edit, and that would be none other than Jason Derulo, who came up on the podcast last week as we were talking about the $120,000 banana that got duct taped to the wall, and he was mentioned in that segment, but now here is Jason Derulo, and he is unhappy because he is upset that he says that while he wore tight pants in the film, they CGI'd his bulge out of the film, Tyson.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've ever been on TV, they've definitely CGI'd my gigantic...
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me, also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
They do this Danny, when you were all the time.
Danny, when you were on the show, did they CGI your member to make it look way smaller than it actually was?
No, they got ahead of that. What they said is, do you have to wear 5 pairs of really tight briefs?
Okay.
To contain it.
And then baggy shorts.
And baggy shorts. Then they CGI'd anything beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah, especially when I was doing like back stretches and stuff, they're like, whoa, zoom in, pixelate.
Yeah.
By the way, talking about Labyrinth could have used some CGI work.
CGI back then.
Yeah, that's David what I was Bowie. Saying. This is that's where we're going to come back around to that.
Back yeah. then they had puppets. They didn't have CGI, so they would have had to cover him up with a puppet somehow.
That would have looked even worse.
The puppet has to follow the lower
how expensive.
Half of the screen.
You know what was? It? Remember they got rid of his what's his name Henry Cavill's mustache.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to go frame by yeah. pay an editor to go frame by frame and remove?
Well, footage? I think now you'd be with
technology
Google and Siri. You're just like, hey Siri, please remove that man's mustache for the entire edit of this film.
I don't think it's that easy. And based on what I've seen on Instagram, I think it might have put the film over the $500 million budget. I think that they might have needed a team.
What movie is this?
Cats.
Cats. They're like, yeah, the cat movie cost $100 million to make, but $20 million of that was removing bulge removal
from Jason Derulo.
So he says, dude, this is alleged.
Yes.
Purely what a great alleged. Thing to come out on and say, because, you know, unless someone's from the movie's going to come out and say something, you're like, you've just basically... Hey, I've got a massive bulge. It was so big they couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
bigger than any cat would have. Mm-hmm. So it's not realistic.
Much larger.
So they had to blur it out. That's mm-hmm. how well hung I am.
Yeah. It sounds really good. Like they got like a bunch of top tier actors to be in this film,
dude. They got Taylor Swift, James Corden, or I don't know how to say his name.
All the greatest actors of our time.
All of the greatest. Yeah. It is the weirdest looking movie, and you want to know why they put it out right now? So that it can't make that list of the worst in a decade.
Dropping it in. At the end of one decade. Yeah. So all of the worst movies of the decade list already made. And yeah, then you can't get the jump on late. The next one. Smart. Yep. That was smart.
Real smart.
I have to give a shout out to Michael O'Brien in the chat who says that Jason Derulo and perhaps played a neutered cat in the film.
Oh. That's a good one.
That is a possibility.
Yeah, because the whole film is just a giant promotion for spaying and neutering your pets. So throughout the whole film, they're just like, hold on, I got my neuter appointment. I'll be down for a couple days after that. I like it.
Tyson, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody is excited for Cats. It's going to get slaughtered by Star Wars at the box office this weekend. Should the producers of Cats scramble to get Jason Derulo's bulge back into the film?
They got to do whatever they can, dude. I think you get Jason Derulo's bulge back into the film.
Should they release a director's uncut cut?
What they should do is if they should somehow make it rated R and then allow minors to go see it by themselves. And that would be the draw, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, we don't really card you. If you look around 18, then you got all these high school kids running in there to see Jason Derulo's bulge and everything is mm-hmm. A-okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine those editors that just finished like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, removing bulge to get it out in time. Now they're getting a note. We need to reinsert the bulge
and make it actually mm-hmm. bigger. So it's not just like a delete program. It's like you have to go through again, but this time we're going to swell it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to see this movie? I feel like I kind of have to see it now.
I'm definitely going to Google some screen grabs.
Yeah, because I've seen enough previews and weird clips. There was a clip going around of boob shaking, a cat shaking. It was just so bizarre. And now I feel like I have to watch it. And maybe that was the gimmick because it's so bizarre. That I want to be able to be in on the conversation.
Can't look away.
You can't look away, and everyone's going to be talking about it at Christmas parties, and you're going to be like, "Oh yeah, I didn't see it." You want to be part of that?
Everybody's going to be talking about Christmas parties.
I don't go to any. I'm talking for other people who might go to parties. I feel like this.
Everybody
might be
at those parties is going to have seen
every single person, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
But
then we better get going. We got to let me book my tickets right now.
Mm-hmm. I bet you there's some available.
Maybe. I bet it's sold out.
Yeah, okay. You know, I don't want it to do well.
You want it to?
I don't want it to do well, but if I was to guess, I think I think it will. No, I didn't know Star Wars was coming out at the same time. That is basically a nail in the coffin. This movie, this is going to be watched by people who can't get into Star Wars, which might be one of their tactics. Like, oh, well, we're already here. We couldn't get into Star Wars. What else is showing?
You think that there's going to be a lot of spillover into it. And maybe that was another. Boy, the marketers for Cats were very smart. They said, okay.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. You'd be like, let's go watch the matinee for Star Wars because it's cheaper on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just jump into Cats for free afterwards.
No, I think this is what's going to happen. It's just like why they put those budget furniture stores next to IKEA's. Mm-hmm. It's because you couldn't get, or you didn't want to wait in line or whatever.
Save it for IKEA.
They were out of the sweet roll. So you're like, let's just go to the budget shop. You just get the spillover. And that's what's going to happen to Cats. Great thing. Throw it in at the end of the decade. With only a couple days left, put it next to Star Wars because that's going to fill up the theaters. You're going to get some spillover and hopefully you can make back maybe 10% of your budget.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens. We'll see. Danny, would you hazard to project a weekend box office rake for Cats?
I'm going to say $30 million.
$30 million.
Yeah. That's my guess.
All right. Tyson, over or under $30 million for Cats?
Under. On opening weekend?
Opening weekend.
Oh, far under.
Far under.
Way under.
Not Taylor Swift.
I think she's lost her luster, dude. She's 30 now.
She's lost her luster.
Is that what you think? Okay, we'll see. She could pull in the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, while you won't be seeing a phallus, if you're looking for one, in the Cats film, many California residents were shocked as the fish known as the penis fish has washed up on the shores of a California beach. Drake's Beach, California, has been inundated with the fish that is known as the penis fish.
Very disturbing.
This is where probably Jason Derulo would feel more at home on the beaches of California.
Unfortunately,
amongst all the penis fish,
no amount of CGI has helped the California residents remove the penis fish from their
minds. Yeah. Oh, or from burned into their minds. There's no way to unburn that.
I'm hoping that we're not going to get taken off of YouTube, but let me show you. Let me show you what these look like here.
So disturbing.
This was shared on Instagram. These are the fish that washed up on the beach, and there's lots of videos of them. Apparently, they are a delicacy in Korea and Japan, Tyson. Mm-hmm.
Of course they are. They look delicious.
I'd love to cook that up, put it in between two buns.
Yeah, if you could have gotten that German guy to lay one of these up instead.
Are you talking about the cannibal?
Okay. So I can think of a lot of applications for this penis fish, but we'll save those for the season premiere of Sloth Terrarium.
Are you going to put it in your fish tank at home, Tyson? Put in a couple of these?
Yeah, that would be awesome, right?
Yeah. Clown fish.
How do those swim? They just squirt out their head a little bit.
I think they borrow. The thing I read said they burrow into the sand.
Oh, they're sand burrowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't sound. They didn't sound very fish-like, and they don't look very fish-like,
and they don't look delicious either.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the thing—a penis fish chowder. Danny, would you have some penis fish chowder?
That sounds. I love a good chowder. Give me a good chowder.
So in Korea and Japan, they're often eaten raw. With just salt and sesame oil and a little bit of red chili paste, Danny.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need that chili paste to cover the taste of everything else.
Yeah.
You think it tastes like it looks?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
The scientific name is the Urecus quapo, I believe.
Urecus also, what?
Urecus.
Urecus?
U-R-E-C-H-I-S.
Okay.
C-A-U-P-O, but also is more commonly known as the fat innkeeper worm.
Mm, not as good a name.
Yeah, I like penis fish better.
Yeah. The fat innkeeper worm. One local resident posted to Facebook and said, oh no, the weenie worms are getting stranded again. We don't call weenie them worms. Weenie worms anymore, though. The animal scientifically known as Eurechis quapo now has the more dignified common name of fat innkeeper worm, which doesn't change what it closely resembles, alas.
At all. No. Yeah. The fat innkeeper worm, that doesn't even flow. Penis fish at least has some flow to it, where it's like, hi, I didn't see any penis fish chowder out here.
Like,
do you have any in the back?
I like wiener worm. I think that's better. I think that's a good compromise between the two.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. any solutions, Danny? How do we rid
wiener worm?
The beaches of the penis fish?
We get those producers of cats in there.
Well, they CGI them all out. And they could CGI them all out.
Well, I think that they'll come up with a solution. They seem to be anti-phallus shape.
Yeah.
So anti-wiener. Yeah, anti-wiener worms.
Tyson, does Jason Derulo have a case against Instagram here that there was no issue
wiener worm
these
for
pictures?
His.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think so. I mean, his was covered. These wiener worms are not wearing any clothes. So, yeah.
You know, if you want a picture of a wiener worm, you just ride the subway with your AirDrop set to everyone.
And eventually people will send you photos of from your fishing trip.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got back from Drake's Beach in California.
Check these out.
Are you familiar with the fat innkeeper?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh, that's what, the fat innkeeper.
Where is Drake's Beach?
Oh, Tyson's curious now.
To get out there.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Let's see. Drake's Beach, California. Looking it up real quick here. Let's see. Looks like...
up north of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Danny, it's not... Yes. It's not as high up as Gualala, but it's...
I'm headed there now, Tyson.
Okay, me too.
Liz, fill up the car.
Point Reyes National Seashore.
Christoph, get the plane ready.
Christoph, get the chopper. We're headed to the beach. We're going to go see some wieners.
Dude, it's just south of Bodega Bay.
Yeah. Okay, I know where that is.
All right.
Do you know where
I'm taking the
Inverness
chopper.
Is?
No, I don't know where that is.
You know where Point Reyes National Seashore is?
Point I have. I think I do know
it's
where that
there.
Is.
It's in there.
Okay, good. Now I know where to. I know Christmas vacation's coming up. We need a location. I think I've got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. then one other story. What is the one thing you don't want to find in your Christmas tree, Tyson?
A wiener worm.
What? How about a 10-foot python?
A human cat. A human-sized cat.
I mean, yeah, but at least a 10-foot python I'm going to see and be like, oh, let's stay away and call animal control.
Plus, pythons belong in trees, so it's not so unusual
Christmas
to see.
Trees, though?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did she use for a Christmas tree in Australia, which is where I'm assuming this is taking
this
place?
It happened in Australia. You are right.
Oh, I was going to say Florida.
A woman in Australia did find a 10-foot python adorning her Christmas tree.
Okay, I'm going to call Broga on this.
Yes.
Well, it's not a Broga thing. This isn't a trend. This is just one-time
story. I think
story.
It was her pet python. She put it in the tree, snapped the picture. It went viral. She claimed that it was like what she went to the Christmas tree lot. She's like, I'll take this one. She sets it up. She's like, oh my God, there's a python in here. A 10-foot python, 400-pound python.
This is the tree. This is there was another Australian snake story. I think this is just a thing, Tyson. It was about a woman who found an Eastern brown, the second most poisonous snake in Australia or the world, in her bathroom drawer. So I think snakes in Australian homes, pretty
that's
common.
That's like nothing. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Eastern brown, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But the python, so is she claiming that the python is wild? It got into her house somehow and then wrapped itself up in the tree?
I believe this was some sort of an outdoor Christmas tree. And I'm not sure if in Australia, because it's warmer, you could have a Christmas tree outside. So it looks like this was on her balcony and she had the tree out there and then noticed the 10-foot python in the Christmas tree. And so what she did was she called in the producers of the film Cats. Mm-hmm. They were able to digitally remove it out. With CGI.
That'd be awesome.
While they all had a cup of penis fish chowder.
What if CGI was just a solution to all our problems? I mean, it will be eventually when we all live in VR. Mm-hmm. We could just CGI out the worst parts of our lives. Mm-hmm. But that'd be great. Like, hey, could you CGI out this snake? Gone.
Yeah. The woman said she came home. There were some butcher birds that visit every day that were just going crazy. And then she noticed that there was the python around the tree.
Deck the halls with trees of pythons. Yeah, Isn't that in the song?
That's crazy.
It wasn't bothered by us. It just stayed there for a good few hours as we watched it through the window. It was big, really big.
Gosh, why do people live in Australia? I mean, a lot
beautiful
of them
country.
Came there against their will.
Yeah, I've been there.
Wonderful
filled
survivor.
With so many poisonous things.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but it's like the poisonous things here. Like there's poisonous things here and you never see them.
No. Don't compare the two. It's like the poisonous things in Australia are so much worse.
Hmm.
Then what do I have? Like a black widow?
Mm-hmm. Rattlesnakes.
It's like, dude, you can live like 6 hours after getting bit by the rattlesnake. Whereas like they've got the Eastern brown, which sounds horrifying. They mm-hmm. have all sorts of the most terrible snakes. I always imagine going over there that, especially with stories like this, that you just have to be on your toes and watch where you're going all the time. Whenever you go out to the Christmas tree on your deck, just be super careful. Mm-hmm. Whenever you open the drawer to your toothbrush, you know, watch out. I mean, huntsman spiders behind the toilet.
Yeah.
I know those aren't poisonous, but are terribly harmful for humans. But it sounds like every time you do anything in Australia, you got to be careful.
Danny, have you been to Australia?
No. I'd like to go, though.
Yeah. You're up for the adventure.
I'd like to see it once so that I can get rid of a lot of these stereotypes.
Yeah.
I don't think huntsman spiders are dangerous.
They're not. I said that. They're not dangerous to humans. But still, that would be terrifying to see a huntsman. Did you see that picture of the huntsman spider's nest?
Which one?
They found it was like tons and tons of huntsman spiders in a giant clump. It was the stuff of nightmares. Don't look it up.
Okay. Yeah, is that a GIF?
No, now my interests are pooped.
What's that?
Is that a GIF?
I get, yeah. So for your biggest enemy, for the producers of Cats,
I'll look it up. I don't care about that.
So, yes,
Danny, I've been to Australia. I didn't see a single poisonous thing.
That's why I need to go, because right now I imagine that every corner you turn, there is a kangaroo that wants to box you or a snake that wants to bite you. I just need to mm-hmm. go so that that can be cleared up.
Yeah, I think that the Australians, it's a beautiful country. They don't want any more people there. I think that there maybe these stories are not true.
I see.
More people from coming.
It's working.
It's good. It's working. Good the way it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we don't need more tourism.
Yeah, we've got it. We're fine. We like the people we have already. We don't need to add any more people. Right.
We're closed.
I think it's a good move. I think it's probably effective.
It is effective. It would be interesting to take a poll of everyone in the world who's ever considered going to Australia and didn't, and find out how many didn't go because they were afraid of dying.
Yeah.
Most.
Let's talk about it. Holidays are almost here. Tyson, do you ever have any fruitcake?
Do you have some baking in the oven right now?
I've never had fruitcake. I've seen fruitcake, but we're from the generation where the only fruitcake we know is jokes about how gross fruitcake.
Could we sloth terrarium fruitcake real quick? Can we bring it back?
No, it's not delicious. No,
Tyson, you're not thinking right. It's like an Oreo, fruitcake Oreo is how we would bring it back, right?
Fruitcake Oreo.
That's good. Yeah, that is good. But that's only going to be a flash in the pan. That's like everybody
fruitcake
sees
toothpaste?
Nope. Why would you get that over just regular toothpaste?
Fruitcake Whopper? I mean, the buns are fruitcake?
No. Fruitcake pancake, fruitcake waffles, fruitcake cookies.
What
fruitcake
do millennials and Gen Z like?
That is avocado.
Avocado.
Avocado fruitcake toast.
So you take a slice of fruitcake and then you toast it and then you put avocado on it.
Oh my gosh. So good. So good. Eat that out on the deck next to your Christmas tree in the morning. It's the best way to start your day.
Watch out for the pythons.
Yeah, you wouldn't even care. You got a nice mouthful of fruitcake.
Yeah, so, delicious.
In the news this week, a Michigan family has made news for rolling out a 141-year-old family heirloom fruitcake. That this fruitcake has been passed down from generation to generation, 141 years old, Tyson.
Wow.
That's older than the oldest McDonald's hamburger.
Well, I was thinking about this. Should we start a new tradition of some sort of like a holiday Happy Meal and then save it for hundreds of years?
Yes.
Pass it down from like, here you go, children. Here is the Happy Meal.
This is your thing.
This Happy Meal is from 2019. Has Rachel, Egyptian 2 toy. This is
Rachel already wants to get all. Well, the toy would sell for a huge amount if you got a good toy.
Mm-hmm. Don't do a toy though. You got to make it a food because that's like shocking.
No, in a Happy Meal.
It's both, Danny.
Yeah, but I'm saying who cares about the toy?
Never open it.
Mm-hmm. Who cares about the toy? It's really
Danny.
Yeah.
Rachel wants the children to pick out a Christmas ornament every year. And then when they leave the house, we will give them smash their Christmas ornaments that they chose every year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, by the time that these kids are 20, we're going to have 70 trillion ornaments and they're going to range from like, Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah.
All the way up to
slices of fruitcake.
Yeah. Yeah. But
has a lot of these traditions picked out an ornament, Tyson.
She's going to this year. Apparently we're just going to set her on the ground and let her snag one.
It's like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. It's like when they let like a turtle like predict the score.
Oh,
of the Super Bowl.
That's right. The Super Bowl. Like a monkey that picks the team. Sorry, I'm not saying your little girl's a monkey, but it is.
Kind Here you go, Marla. Same. You crawled to this ornament. Now you're stuck with it for life.
For life. When her mom always tries to pawn stuff off on us and we're always like, no, we don't want it. And I'm like, this is how our kids are going to feel when you're like, we've got these ornaments for you. And they're like, we don't want any of them. The people at my dorm
are your memories, not ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Memory pushers.
Well, the Happy Meal would be different, Tyson. This is like, hey,
it would be different.
Bergen and Marla, here are the Happy Meals we got for you with these Frozen 2 toys. Now you keep them forever.
That would be awesome.
Give them to your kids.
I did see a funny, funny tweet about Michigan that said, the thing I love about Michigan in the winter is that I can watch the sunset while I eat lunch.
Oh, that's a good joke.
That's really good. Gosh, right?
I've never come up with a great joke like that.
That's something that funny. Yeah.
That's what you want to pass down for 141 years.
Yeah. Right your there. Tweets. Oh, I erased all of my tweets, so now I can't even share
you
that
can't
with
even
you.
Pass those down. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Danny, do you have any holiday traditions like passing down the fruitcake from year to year?
We don't have anything. You mean like me and my kids?
Yeah, you guys should go buy really ornaments every year.
My mom did what Tyson's describing. She would buy an ornament. She'd go through a whole thing.
For each kid.
For each kid. She has 11 kids.
Yeah.
So that's a ton of work. But I think all of her work made me lazy because I'm like, wow, that looks like a lot. So now I try not to do any traditions. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want my kids. I don't want to set a precedent. Just... If I could set one, it would be one gift.
One
gift every year.
That one would be singular lonesome gift.
And then we put it away in a box and it stays in the box all year. And then we bring out that same gift and give it to them again.
They get it for 2 years.
You wrap it up again, Danny?
No, it just comes out of the box. And then when they turn 18,
the first Christmas and then the second Christmas, they get to actually open it and play with it.
Yeah. And then we put it away. But when they're 18,
the next year you put the batteries in.
they get to take it.
So it's all yours. Year you have something to look forward to.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I get to see the gift again because they had no other toys in the house.
Yep.
And then, like I said, when they're 18, they get to keep that gift.
Oh, Danny,
it's you're so exciting.
Don't spoil anti-Danny, the one member anti-Danny group on the Facebook page is going to have a heyday with this humbuggery.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I love the holidays. I've been having hot chocolate every night. I've been singing Christmas carols around the neighborhood and bringing general holiday cheer. The hot chocolate part is true. I do drink that every night.
Danny does, but he drinks that all the time, all year round.
That's not true. When it's hot outside, no, I'm too prone to sweating. That would just be a mess. But I do drink it at night.
You
but
put
now
marshmallows in it, Danny?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that a cute little tradition that he came up with?
Isn't that nice?
Do you pack it or you go, you make it yourself?
Swiss Miss packet.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you could make it with like ingredients with like,
Whoa. Talk to Danny. Yeah. No. Danny doesn't know about how to make stuff from scratch.
I don't know how to make stuff.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about, we have some pet news also, not just about the Cats movie. So a JetBlue passenger this week was kicked off of a flight because of an issue with his pet possum, Danny.
No, this can't be true.
Yeah.
Why pet not? Pet possum?
Yeah.
We were causing trouble on a flight?
Yeah.
The kind of guy that would bring a possum on a plane doesn't seem like the kind of person I would want to sit next to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should have gotten kicked off. You had me at man with pet possum gets kicked off plane. Yes.
We call them the possum people.
So the issue was that he was on a connecting flight. So he got through one leg of the flight with the possum. Then
same airline
on JetBlue. And then when he got from Golden State to Austin, Texas without an issue. But then when he tried to board his connecting flight, he was told that the possum could not join him.
Did they know that he had a possum on the first flight? Because maybe he hit
good
it.
Question.
Well, you know what? He can console himself by going and sitting next to the consolation hog at the airport.
Yeah.
If he's feeling stressed out about pig. Yeah, if he's feeling stressed out about this, he can just go and sit down next to that pig and he'll feel better in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. The man took to Instagram. Believe it or not, Zatara the Possum has its very own Instagram profile if you want to go and check out.
How many followers?
What do you guess?
Oh my gosh. I just saw a picture of a possum. I forgot what they look like.
Yeah, they're horrendous.
I don't want that next
time. I'm going to guess. Flight. I'm not going to look right now. I'm going to guess. Like 2,500.
No, lower. Only 396 followers for Zatara the Possum.
Oh, thank goodness there is a God.
Zatara.
hundreds of thousands.
But you could follow the whole saga. I believe that the Instagram story of Zatara the Possum is archived there on Instagram.
This sounds like a circus possum.
Yeah. Guys, help hashtag bring Zatara home. How many tweets or Instagram posts do you think use the hashtag bring Zatara home?
Five.
I can't find Zatara the Possum.
Z-A-T-A-R-A. Zatara the Possum. Yeah. Guys, help me hashtag bring Zatara home. Hashtag JetBlue let me fly from Long Beach Airport to Austin, Texas, and now they won't let me fly home. We boarded the plane to go home after a 30-minute delay. A JetBlue employee had me get off the plane and said I couldn't fly. And after 3 hours on the phone with JetBlue, they told me to rent a car and drive back to California. The crew at Long Beach and Austin took pictures with me and loved me, but now they're trying to act like they didn't know I was a hashtag possum. There's pics of them holding me. I guess this is written from the first person perspective of the possum.
Yeah.
All I want to do is get back home to hashtag California. Please pass this along and share with everyone and help me find a way back home. Hashtag Petstagram, hashtag pets, hashtag Texas, hashtag animal lovers, hashtag fly, hashtag home, hashtag
animal. Why are you reading all these hashtags?
A lot of hashtags, because people who use hashtags like this are complete doofuses. But I'm 40, and I know that what a hashtag is a gateway to a conversation.
Yeah. You don't think that people that were looking for the hashtag fly were interested in this story, or the
no,
hashtag?
Not at all.
The hashtag not at all. Help or the hashtag home?
No. My favorite one is Texas? The one, sorry, not sorry, even if I, hashtag sorry, not sorry, even if I did that, then I wouldn't do that. Stuff like that where you're just like, all you did was write another sentence. You just did it in hashtag
form. Was this possum in a container of some kind?
I would have to imagine so.
Oh, yeah. here's what it said. The possum came out of the carrier.
Yeah.
Oh, so when it was in the carrier, they were like, oh, okay, we don't know what that is, whatever. That's
and they,
cool.
They already say they only accept small dogs and cats in approved pet carriers. Yeah. Nowhere does it say they allow possums. I don't want a possum near me.
Well, don't worry. There was a happy ending to the story. Zatar the possum got home after a flight was booked on United Airlines.
Oh, yeah, United will take anything. That's what the world's come to when JetBlue is rejecting passengers and United is like, we'll take them. United will become Spirit Airlines in a very greatest, short amount of time.
Our greatest idea ever was to create zoo airlines where people can take their dumb pets, their peacocks, their
but they have possums. To buy seats for them.
They have to buy seats for them, but all of their animals are welcome. Their ponies, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's not airlines. Called Zoo Airlines. It's called Noah's Ark.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Noah's Ark. That's right. And you know what? You can fly with your pets. They can attack whoever. They can smell like a zoo.
Yeah, because everybody signs a waiver before they get on that plane.
Yeah.
We will be heroes.
With kids, you know, that, you know, you're going to take your kids on a flight.
I'm not taking you want it.
Yeah. Your kids.
But you bring a carrier for your kids, like a kennel, but reverse, so it protects them. It's like a shark cage, above ground shark cage.
I mean, I have a horror story about traveling with my kids this weekend. That if there was like livestock on the plane, I could just let them go run around and play with, be on a petting zoo. I'm fine.
Okay, and you would be willing to sit there too and just hang out.
I feel like there a pen with all the animals?
I can't get that image out of my head. Like a baby's crib. You bring in this little portable cage for your child to protect it from all of the animals.
That's what flying's going to be in the
Before
future.
Before the flight
dude.
Takes off, you open up the cage, you strap it down.
Like to rent a, would you like to rent an air shark cage? Those are $10, and they're at the front of the plane, and that way you won't get bit by any of the comfort animals that will be flying today. There's 15 comfort animals that are flying without their owners.
And
today.
Every owner swears that this comfort animal has never attacked a person, which means that they are ready to attack a person.
What is United Airlines policy on flying with a bag of fat innkeeper worms?
It's I think its policy is if they're going to pay money, you may as well take it. United.
This is a delicacy. I was going to eat these during the flight. This is a snack.
Yeah,
I brought some hot chili sauce.
It's sesame oil.
And you just swallow those whole, I am assuming.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Takes practice, but.
Well, something Danny's been training for his whole life.
Finally found my place in this world on Noah's Ark with my wiener worm fish and my child cage.
It's a beautiful future that we have ahead of us. And this is not too far in the future where it's like, oh, that's nice luggage. Yeah. And see this, this cage came free with the 2-piece luggage set. Now it's a thing. Now it's a human cage. Yeah.
I really do think, by the way, Noah's Ark is a great idea. Let's start small. I know a couple people with small planes. I'll see if they're willing to turn them into Noah Ark Airlines.
Let's do this. Why don't we just start a travel agency called Noah's Ark that advertises that you can fly with your animals, and then we'll just book their travel on Spirit Air, but charge them.
Are we a Noah's Ark travel agency? Or are we
we're a travel agency. So we make sure that they can fly with their pet of their desired pet, but then we just book it on United or on Spirit. You're like, okay, here you go. And they're like, okay. And so I'm just looking for the Noah's Ark plane. You're like, no, you're looking for the United plane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People would think we were so awesome. We would be heroes to everyone.
We really would.
Yeah, hi, is this Noah's Ark travel agency that I'm stuck? I'm stranded in Texas with my possum. Yeah. What can I do?
Boom, we're there.
Yeah, we'll be there. You just have to book a flight with us through Noah's Ark Travels Agency. We can do a private charter for $6,000.
Go to the United Terminal. Thanks, guys. All right. One more animal story. This one out of Las Vegas.
Thank goodness.
A pigeon in a cowboy hat has been found in Las Vegas, Tyson.
Did we talk about this?
No, this is happening again, Danny. The pigeons, somebody did something else with the pigeons, and now it's a cowboy hat. There's gluing little cowboy hats on pigeons.
Somebody found a different pigeon with a different
hat? Yeah, it was a pigeon. It was a pigeon with a hat.
It had a hat on?
Did I read this story and I'm just reliving it?
I read this story a little while ago, a couple days ago, but I don't remember, but I do. There was one where the pigeon was carrying drugs.
Mm-hmm. Everything old is new again. Yes. Anyway,
yeah, it would be dazzled vest. Tinkham said it was. John Tinkham reminded us it was a vest on a pigeon.
Pigeon with a vest. Do you think that is this the same guy that's doing this?
I don't know. It's the same. It's the same guy who's putting the jar of pickles on the highway. It's the same guy who wants that reaction where it's like the only reaction you're going for here is why.
I tell you what.
What?
Why and what is it here? Anyone willing to grab a pigeon and hold it long enough to glue a hat on its head would work great.
The hats were glued. That's it.
Would work great on our airline.
Maybe like an elastic string that was keeping the hat in place. No, somebody glued. This is a sick person. Is gluing hats to pigeons' heads.
Is he sick because he handled a pigeon?
For a number of reasons.
Yeah. He's for sure got the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Pigeon. The pigeon's life is already pretty miserable. You don't need to make it any worse.
They seem like they love it.
What would it be like to fly with a hat on your head? It totally destroys pigeon aerodynamics.
Well, and his feathers are going to get ripped out by the glue. I believe if there was a humane way to put a hat on a pigeon pigeon consented to wearing the cowboy hat,
it could be hilarious.
Now you're onto something. It could be funny. But at this stage, I'm not going to laugh at that. I'm not even going to look at that. I'm not going to give it any publicity at all whatsoever on any of my mediums.
Yeah. They've dubbed this pigeon Chuck Norris.
With the cowboy hat? Who has?
All of Las Vegas. They had a vote.
That's the animal rescuers are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Chuck Norris.
The animal rescuers rescued this guy?
They didn't rescue the guy. They don't know who did it.
It's not Chuck Norris. You would want to call him Texas Walker Ranger or whatever that thing was.
Texas Ranger.
Walker Texas Ranger.
Or that's John Wayne. Why wouldn't you name it John Wayne?
He wouldn't name him Chuck Norris. I get where they're coming from, but it's Walker Texas Ranger.
Chuck Norris is, Chuck Norris is also probably of cowboy nature, Walker Texas Ranger is more cowboy than that. And John Wayne is even more cowboy than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going for a cowboy name.
Tyson, let's say hypothetically you're trying to get on a JetBlue flight with a pigeon. Does a glued cowboy hat on the pigeon, does that help your case or hurt it?
I think it makes it harder for the pigeon to nip at you if the brim's a big, nice brim on that hat.
Yeah.
Because it will bump into you. Mm-hmm. I think it helps your case because you're like, oh, it does people things. That means it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Zatara the possum have had a cowboy hat. Would that have helped the cause, Danny? Do you think that Zatara with a cowboy hat is able to?
No, Zatara needed like a turtleneck, like a mock turtleneck shirt and some trousers with a hole cut out.
No,
for the tail.
There's no way you can dress up that possum.
I'm going to Google possum in clothes right now and you're going to be stoked.
Oh, that's
so
cute. No, that's what the kids want for Christmas.
Instagram. It's not cute.
You can see possum in clothes in there?
No, they never have it wearing clothes. That I think at one point, I think it's like in a shoe or a sock here. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It is cute curled up in a ball. I'll say that. But no, they don't have it ever wearing clothes.
Okay. Well, then, tell me if this isn't cute.
Yeah. What is it? That's the tar of the possum?
That's a possum wearing a hoodie.
A possum wearing a hoodie? Okay. Sure.
And it's pretty cute.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. Possum is so ugly that, you know, put more clothes on it. I mean, I think that's like a fact of life.
Yeah. More clothes, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not even sure if the producers of Cats could CGI the possum to look that cute.
No. That'd be a horrifying movie. If all the cats in the Cats thing were possums.
Mm-hmm.
that really would be the stuff of nightmares.
Okay. All right. We're going to get to DBH here in one moment. But first, let me take a moment to thank a sponsor. And those are our friends over at betonline.ag, the online sportsbook experts. They have been running the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge all season long. I have been picking games against the Podcast One hosts over there. And it's been a cold stretch for me here these last couple of weeks. It doesn't look like that I'm going to be the one who wins the $5,000 prize. It actually looks like it's neck and neck between Ross Tucker and House of Kim, which are Kim and Croy. I don't know who what they're talking about, but we'll have to. I guess if you want to hear about football picks, check out House of Kim. But $5,000 will go to the charity of someone's choice here in just a couple of weeks, courtesy of betonline.ag and the Sportsnet Challenge. It's mid-December. Every game in the NFL means that much more. It's all on the line for playoff implications. It's cold and chilly, and it's even 46 degrees in Arizona. It's great football weather. Visit our friends and exclusive partner, Podcast One, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use your promo code Podcast One for your 50% sign up bonus. Lots of great games this weekend. Buffalo at New England, Rams at San Francisco, New Orleans at Tennessee, Kansas City at Chicago, Green Bay at Minnesota. Visit betonline.ag. Don't forget about your promo code Podcast One for your 50% sign up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Danny, are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go. Let's take a listen to what Danny has in his old boat hole.
Welcome to my boat hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
I've got a job opportunity.
Yes. What
for
is
our
it?
Listeners.
What is it?
And it's one of these weird job opportunities that I always think about. Mm-hmm. Whenever you see people who play certain roles in movies that require them to look a certain way,
like a CGI cat.
Yeah, like a crotchless cat. Mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, why do they accept that role knowing that they're going to be portrayed as a crotchless cat, mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. And the role I'm discussing, the job opportunity that I'm talking about today, is in New Zealand. So if you're a listener in New Zealand, they are looking for people to star in a new Lord of the Rings series, but they're looking for people who have the appearance of an orc.
An orc?
An orc.
Tyson, do you know what an orc looks like?
So they want people with missing teeth, wrinkles, and body hair.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I like stuff like this is because you must have so much confidence if you're like, dude, I look just like an orc. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of guy you'd want to be friends with because he's all out in the open. Mm-hmm. He fully acknowledges that he looks like an orc.
Yeah.
And he's like, I would be perfect for that role. And then he goes to these people who are putting the show together. He goes, don't I look like an orc? And then they confirm to him, yes, you look like an orc. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, the whole process
is always like the ugly person in the movie. And it's usually a girl because they're the date movies or something. And they're like, we're casting for an ugly girl. And you're like, oh, that's me.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, it's so very much sad.
But movies, not sad. Movies take that, you know, somebody that they'll just like, we'll put glasses on her. Then now she's the, you know, the girl who nobody would date.
She takes her glasses off and lets her hair down. But also, like, the overweight guy or girl.
So this is the way they dressed up the advertisement.
Do you think Steve Buscemi and Ron Howard's brother both went and tried out?
But they're not dorks, I don't think.
They're looking for people under 5 feet.
Oh,
or
sure.
Over 6'5" with wonderful noses and character faces. But we all know what they're asking for when they ask for something like that. They also put 3 times, all capitalized, hair. So they want lots and lots of hair.
I didn't know that orcs were hairy.
I think they just have hair in parts that most of us wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like most of us don't.
Yeah.
I like, if you are willing to go out for something like this, seriously,
you can be friends with us.
You're pretty awesome because you're just like, yeah, I look like an orc. Like,
if I live close by, I would go try out.
But for Tyson, you don't look like they were asking for people who are missing teeth.
Yeah, Tyson, are you just going for that? You're going to go out there and be like, sir,
I'm the handsome orc.
Way too handsome to be an orc.
I know, and I'd be like, I'll be the leader. I'll be the leader of the orcs.
They're looking for stocky, mean-looking bikers.
For what?
For the same thing. They're trying to describe the kind of person. Long. How do you pronounce this word? L-I-T-H-E. Lith? Dancers?
Life?
Long?
Life.
Anyway, so gangly people. They're trying to dress up the description a little bit.
Yeah.
But this guy says,
I mean, you guys were bikers, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're looking for motorcycle people. We were not that. So here's one guy who's going to try out, and he says, I've got more than missing teeth. I've got none. And I just like that. Like, he's proud of it. He's like, I don't have any teeth.
I'm going to be even the most perfect for this job because you're asking for someone with some missing teeth.
Yeah.
I'm missing all of them. And I wasn't until I saw this advertised, and then I yanked all my teeth out.
Danny, did you end up watching the Game of Thrones documentary that they ended up putting out after the last episode?
No,
it was super long and boring. But I watched about 30 minutes of it, and there's like all of like the extras who like hang out, who play like all of like the soldiers on Game of Thrones. Like, I think there's a lot of people that they just like, this is like their main gig of being in these types of fantasy films.
Yeah. For a lot of people, who wouldn't want to be in a Lord of the Rings spinoff? Right. It's like a dream come true. Like Tyson said, people probably willing to rip out their teeth and grow hair all over their bodies where, you know, if they can maybe, you know, start taking meth, get that look.
Yep.
But the reason I brought this story up, one is if you're in New Zealand, that now, you know, you go out, get a job. But also it's just those people have always, I've always kind of been interested or curious about people willing to take roles and at the same time acknowledge that they look unusual, I guess is the way to put it. Those people fascinate me. I mean, their confidence has to be through the roof. That's, I think, what blows me away the most.
Or so low.
No, I don't think you could do that because in the shows, in a lot of these shows, they're always making fun of it. So you couldn't have low confidence because you wouldn't be able to act. You'd be running off of the set crying every time they refer to you or your looks. So all you orc looking people, all you orc looking people, now's your time. Rise up.
This is your time. Role. This is your moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tyra Makes made this possible.
It's all happening.
She's credited with so much, and this is also probably somehow. Thank you, Tyra.
I just don't know how we can, you know, CGI everything in the Cats movie, but we need like real orcs to be in Lord of the Rings.
Well, we know which one will probably be a better movie. or show.
For sure. And if this is a spinoff, you know how spinoffs are always way better than the original stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully each episode is like 7.5 hours long. We and it's just help.
Right. And most of it's 19 years to film.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's just going to be orcs marching across open plain lands or whatever.
Fighting
plains.
Motorcycle gangs.
Are you a Lord of the Rings guy, Danny?
I really like the book. I actually failed a bunch of college courses because I just read the book instead of going to class. Mm-hmm. The books. But yeah, I liked it. I hated the movies. And it wasn't because of a bad depiction of the book. I just got so bored.
They're long.
They're so long. I remember just like rocking back and forth at the last movie in the theater and like, oh, this is going to be the ending. And then it didn't end. And I'm like, this may be the first movie I ever walk out of.
And the crazy thing is that there were people in that theater who watched both of the first two films before they went to the theater to see the third film.
So I'm no a joke. Fan, but not of movies.
It's no joke.
I can't wait to be a fan of the Cats movie. That's
trilogy. The trilogy.
They're going to stretch that out into three films for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to doing the opposite of stretching it out, from what I understand.
You can't stretch it out. You have to reduce.
Yeah, it's reduce.
Reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see. Maybe the reviews will come in and this will be something that we need to cover here on the podcast. The Cats movie.
I think so.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right. So next week, it's going to be Christmas week and we have something special planned.
Did you say Christoph's week?
Christoph's week. Yes. We are going to be putting together our best of 2019 special for everybody. So we will have that out. We'll have a couple of best of clips in the RHAP best of 2019, but we'll do an all News AF best of. Tyson's showing off his championship ring from 2019.
Finally, something to look forward to this month.
Malawadi in Twitch asked if I got this from a gumball machine.
No.
I was like, yeah.
Tyson's wedding ring.
$10,000 in a gumball machine.
Yeah.
And this spit it right out.
Boom.
I totally inflated the price by a bunch right there, like, just so people will be like, do you know how much Tyson spent on it?
Yeah, that's an expensive man's wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's what's coming up next week. And then we'll be back the following week with a regular episode of News AF. Danny, is there anything that you want to make sure we hear on the Best Of show?
Oh, no, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, way to put me on the spot.
I'm just saying that you could say nothing I could think of right now, but there's, if you had something that was top of mind.
No. Mm-hmm. All I can think of right now is this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything from middle of May to beginning of July was gold.
No. Yeah, there was some good stuff.
No, a lot of great stuff then also. Yeah. Tyson, have you gone back and listened to those episodes?
I mean, I was there when we recorded them.
I know, but have you
a month later? Yes,
okay.
Of course I did.
All right, there you go. So next week, we'll have our best of. If you want to get over into the Facebook group, go to facebook.com/group/groupaf to post on our Facebook post for our best of the year special coming up next week. And very excited to get that out there for you guys to hear as well. All right. Danny, any other holiday thoughts before?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Happy Christmas to everyone. I am just tingling all over with the Christmas spirit. My fingertips are buzzing with joy.
Is that burns from the hot chocolate?
It's just my favorite time of year. The sun is out. It's shining. The birds were chirping this morning, not even annoying me. It's just a great time to be alive and just to soak in the
joy is one of the side effects of the penis fish.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, everyone, I hope you're having a great day. It's awesome out there.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It is awesome out there.
So yeah,
you hear that, Rob?
Get out there and get some of that joy.
Yeah.
Before it's all gone.
Okay.
It's awesome out there. That's going to be your new tagline. It's awesome out there. That's what it should. That's what your YouTube channel should be called. I got two reviews going.
Go for it.
Yes.
Excellent podcast. 5 stars by $8,000 Japanese toilet. Pretty good.
That's a review.
They said pretty good, but it's 5 stars. And the other one is from Fred. Fred 665324677. Really funny, 5 stars. Great podcast, funny guys. Not much more to say. 5 thumbs up, 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sweet.
So, that'll help me with my day.
Tyson, I'm on Twitter. Somebody's already
sent help me
you,
sleep tonight.
A picture of a possum.
Is it cute?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't be.
Let me look. Does it have clothes on?
No, I wish that they...
What are you into, naked possums?
Yeah, I wish they would CGI its long, wormy tail.
Tail. That's the worst part. It does. It looks like a dying
earthworm. If a possum didn't have such a gross tail, I think it would be much cuter.
No, it looks like a balding, like... It's just a balding dog with a dead worm for a tail, dead eyes. Like when you come home and your possum welcomes you at the door, that's got to be the most depressing thing.
Yeah. Danny, what would you rather have for a pet, a possum or a fat innkeeper worm?
You know what? I think that I'd rather have the worm.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with my negative attitude, I'm kind of like the possum of podcasting. But I'd rather have a bunch of worms, like one in each hand. Just like, hey, guys, I'm home.
Yeah. I think you probably have to explain a lot. Like if you have like a fish tank with the innkeeper worms when people come over.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. People would stop visiting you.
Like, what is that, Danny?
Oh, these are my wiener worms. You want me to take them out? You can hold them if you want. Don't be afraid. They're a little slimy, but that's okay. You'll get used to the way they feel.
If you had a party, it would be a good like prop for photos though.
Yeah, but then you're having to buy new worms before every party because they're dying after the party.
They die after the party?
Oh. Yeah. You can't just manhandle a wiener worm. Kill it.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that true?
They're just not, I'm sure they're not,
they're manhandleable.
No, they don't like the human touch. Too much human touch.
Mm.
So, they recoil. You got to be careful.
Well, speak for your own wiener worm.
All right. Great work, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.